We've got a new band on the cafe today, a new band that people may already have expectations of because one member is Jack White of the White Stripes and his songwriting partner is Brendan Benson. They joined together with the rhythm section of Jack Lawrence and Patrick Keeler from the Greenhorns. They'll play live, but I started our session asking Jack White how he felt about dealing with fans' expectations for the new band.
We know that, of course, I would have preconceptions, you know, if I was a fan of these three bands coming together. And
right.
I'd have some preconceptions myself. I actually do. I think that the only way to just show people that it's not a side project and it's a band is to go play live in front of them or play live on the radio. You know what I mean? You just have to get yourself in front of people. I think in England we discovered, much to our happiness and fulfillment, that people were very supportive and wanted to see a brand new band. And that was nice to hear.
Now, one of the song you, I know you've opened some of the shows over there with is Level from the Swindy, and I understand we opened up with that one today?
Yes, yes.
Now, why is this a good opener for everybody?
I think it gives everybody a chance to tune their guitar. It's something I'm not used to.
I'm giving you space.
Well, it's sort of we kind of ease into the set that way, you know, a little bit for us.
Kind of gets the party started.
That's right.
It's an intro. I think both Jack and Brendan sing on it. So.
Yeah.
Everybody's on there.
It is kind of a good, it's kind of like, this is what's in store.
And it builds, like, starts how it starts.
Yeah.
And this is Level.
Bum, 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 bum
That's Level from the Rockin' Tours. And Brandon, I wanted to ask you about Detroit. I know you've been living, you were living in California for a while, but when did you move back to Detroit?
Yeah, I grew up outside Detroit. I mean, for the most part, you know, I went to high school and stuff and then moved away to California for about 8 years and then came back in about 98 or something like that.
Brandon, when you moved back there, I understand one of the things you did was to outfit your studio and was Jack was one of the, I mean, you know, it's always the guy who's got the amps. Was Brendan's studio an attractive place for you to hang and work?
Well, Brendan was the one who had the amps back in like 98, 99. He was the only one who had a record deal, and he was the only one who had amps. So, you know.
working amps.
Another thing that's kind of I find interesting about you guys is, Jack, you've sort of always kind of worked pretty much in the studio alone. Brandon, you've definitely done that. How do you...
You say that so accusatory.
it's one of my favorite kind of ways to make music, or to hear music made, shall we say. But what's that like for two guys who are used to working so much alone to kind of come together? How do you work out space in that kind of a band relationship?
I think the first, probably the gut reaction people might have or gut presumption might be that things are going to be harder to work out, or that this clashing of ideas and whose ideas wins or whatever. But the funny benefit I loved about working together with Brendan on songwriting is that almost half the load is lightened, you know. In a way, someone takes over a lot of the duties that you have.
Yeah,
and then you work even better because you're more focused on what you do best. I think you just kind of – it's so great to learn who is good at handling certain things and putting each other in situations we've never been in before to try out something new.
Yeah, that is – I think that is the sort of what collaborating should be. It's a matter of – it's kind of knowing when to let the other guy go with an idea, how to kind of step back and maybe just kind of – be, you know, root for him, you know, or, you know what I mean, like sort of be a cheerleader or something, and vice versa, you know.
Actually, what Brendan's trying to say
is just about done over there
writing songs with other people. Songwriting collaboration means never having to say you're sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, can we tell whose songs are whose on here? I mean, you think you can when you listen to Broken by Soldiers, but I'm wondering if that's true.
It's actually,
you'd be surprised.
It's actually yeah, you're right, you'd be surprised. Brendan, you're right again.
I agree with you.
I'm standing up.
Something's
now
happening. Could you have a guess at what you might think one of us?
Let's play $10,000 Rock and Tour Appearance.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, absolutely. Well, the second tune.
This is a song. It has acoustic guitars. It has sort of a guitar-like drone to it.
Drums on it.
There's a little driving drum beat.
And Brendan sings it, and I assumed it was his song.
Well,
not always the case.
Not always the case. No. In the Rockin' Tours, nothing is as it seems.
Yeah, but you're not telling us what it is.
No, I'm sorry. We interrupted you. What's the second song you're trying to guess?
Which song we're talking about? Hands?
Yeah.
Or
Hands.
Okay, Hands. Yeah, Hands Brendan sings Hands, if that's what you were asking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know he sings it.
What is the question?
No, I was wondering.
Oh, the second song we did today on your show.
No. I was really actually, you asked me to try to guess about who wrote what, and I was thinking that.
Yeah, and we're not letting him guess. You guys chill for a second.
Sorry.
All right, everybody just relax. Take a breath.
All right. I'm counting to 10.
Count to 10.
Right. Because when I count to 10, and if you guys aren't done, I'm going to get very angry.
Anyway, to continue the experiment, I was assuming that that Hands was one of Brendan's. Had more of Brendan's writing in it.
And you're correct.
You are correct. Okay. You won that one.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But that's not to... No, you know, that is... all the songs, that, you know, have kind of a different story behind them. And they were very much, you know, collaborative. I mean, even when we were finally recording them, you know, Little Jack and Patrick had a lot of say in it, a lot of input, and helped to arrange the songs and... Things changed, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, can we play the game of Steady As She Goes? I have no idea. This sounds like a collaboration to me.
Mm-hmm. It is a collaboration. I did the lyrics, and Brendan did the music.
It was the first song
we ever wrote, yeah.
Was there an idea to do the Rockin' Tours as a band when this started, or were you just getting together to write a song?
That's a good question because no, it wasn't an idea to have a band. I had just kind of come by Brendan's house and he was just had a song with no lyrics, and asked me if I could write some. So I did, and we recorded that. And even a week later, we had another song, the song "Broken Boy Soldier," and Patrick and Jack had come up by that time. We said, "Oh, we should get those guys to play on it." And pretty soon, before you know it, we were fumbling our way through making an album and not really knowing what was going on at first, but then we realized, oh, let's start a new band, you know, and it was unanimous.
It was almost, yeah, nothing was ever said or talked about. We never discussed what exactly what it was for, or, you know, like, hey, we didn't have a name for anything, no songs had titles. I mean, it was very just sort of like, it's kind of just jam, you know, we were all just jamming. Like, we always wanted to do, for years, we've always talked about it. You know, I'm a huge fan of these guys, you know, the Greenhorns and the White Stripes, and I always, you know, we've always said, like, hey, man, we should work together someday, we should, you know, do something, make a record or whatever.
And it all came so fast that maybe, and easily, that maybe there wasn't any time to even think about discussing.
Mm. Well, you'd be surprised, you know, like how quickly people work when you have a grenade with a pin pulled out of it in your hand.
Well, let's...
That's Jack's favorite party gag. The old grenade with the pin.
Love it.
Get you on point.
Life for the party.
Let's listen to Steady As She Goes. It's Rockin' Tour is our guest today playing live on the World Cafe. Steady As She Goes, live today from the Rockin' Tours, who are playing with us today, playing with us and for us, Jack White, Brendan Benson, Mr. Jack Lawrence, and Patrick Keeler as well. And Patrick, I guess I'm going to lump the Greenhorns in together, Patrick, you and little Jack. Is there space for you guys to get involved when the creative process, or do Brendan and Jack just basically arm wrestle?
Well...
Without shirts on.
You know, once you fit your way through the door of the egos and the, you know, the proudness that they encompasses them. No, we, yeah, I think so. We always, you know, have been so supportive of, you know, each other, and I think we're all big admirers of each other's playing. So when it came time for me to... you know, write some wicked drum beats, those guys had really no room to say anything about it.
Compose wicked drum beats, Patrick.
So I compose mad drum skills.
Yeah, exactly.
Me play drums.
Me play drums is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly, yeah.
It's always been good. Go ahead.
Now, Jack White, that lyric of that might presuppose a happily married guy living in Nashville, which might be you, but I understand lyrics came before you got married?
Yeah, they did, actually. I wrote that song almost a year, 6-7 months before I was married, before I even met my wife. So that was funny, actually.
Rockin' Tours are our guest today. What's next?
We've got a song called Hands, written, what you were asked before, by Brendan Benson, and co-written by Mr. Myself.
Mr. Myself.
Mr. Me. Oh, we're having too much fun, can't you tell?
And this is Hands. That is Hands. That is from the Rockin' Tours. We're talking with us and playing live today on the cafe. One thing I can tell is you guys have a lot of energy. I mean, this is unbelievable. You, Jack, this seems like new, for you and I guess for Brendan as well, like new beginning, like a whole real opportunity. It just seems like good things are happening.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like today at the hotel, you know, we bring with us these jumpsuits and we sort of like try to put them on and we pretend as if we were hired by the hotel to move furniture between rooms, and we take couch out of little Jack's room and maybe take it down to the hallway and then have a fake receipt and saying this is where they told us, you know, that kind of thing. sometimes 2-3 guys will move some of that furniture. I mean, that's stuff I couldn't do in the White Stripes, you know, because Meg just couldn't lift anything. If that answers your question.
not in the least, but what do you want to finish up with?
We have a song, acoustic song called Together.
Can we guess who, I won't guess, but who actually worked on what on this?
This was pretty 50-50 as well.
Try to guess.
Wait, I just told him. Which 50 did it? That's pretty. That's going to be funny when I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm going to remember that one. There's some that hit you. There's some of them are like some joke time bombs. You know, they come out later on as you're driving home from work, and they just come out of nowhere.
Quite dangerous sometimes.
It is kind of dangerous. You just be careful.
Learn to give and wait. adding something new to the mixture. So there's a different hue to your picture, a different ending to your fairy tale. With no sunset into which we sail. You want everything to be just like.
You want everything to be just like.
The stories that you read, but you can't write.
You can't write. You gotta learn to live and live and learn. Oh, you gotta learn to give and wait your turn.
That is Together, finishing up our session today with the Raconteurs, who are joining us. Broken Boy Soldiers is the new album. And people hear about this band and they wonder, you know, what's it going to do to everybody else's, you know, other projects? How do you carve out the period of time? Is it going to end at a certain time? How do you figure out? I mean, obviously the person with the highest profile is you, Jack. But Brendan, obviously, you know, you're going to keep doing solo things too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We're all gonna. No one's stopped, quit their other bands or anything. We all have ideas for new albums for all of our other bands and for this band too. There's plenty of time to do everything, I think.
Thanks to Jack and Brendan, and I guess Little Jack, are you forever going to be Little Jack, or are you going to have to be?
I'll get big one day.
Exactly.
He's the oldest Raconteur.
I'll show them all.
Devour the rest of them.
And Patrick.
Thanks for having us.
Patrick.
We hope not. We hope we weren't too obnoxious.
Not in the least. And thanks for the album. It's definitely a whole lot of fun. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. How about a round of applause for him?
Yeah. That's a first. Raconteur is our guest today on the World Cafe. Many thanks to the Raconteurs for joining us today. If you're looking for Broken Boy Soldiers, their new album, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store. And you find that by going to worldcafe.npr.org. And you may well want to bookmark it and return, because we always have archived audio of our interviews there as well.